The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah, Thursday, peeking three windows, guys. Happy almost end of the week. Jim, I said Thursday. It's not actually Thursday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
I don't know. It feels like a Thursday.
Raise your hands. Anyone think it's a Thursday? Anyone feels like, yep.
Nah, they're not listening. Oh, there we go. One person. Mate, everyone's only here for one thing. It's not us getting the date wrong. They're here for Hobart Monopoly and the launch of Hobart Monopoly, which is massive. This is a big day for us. It's a big day for Hobart. It's a huge day for the Rest Point launch because today we officially launch Hobart Monopoly. We're coming to you live from the Rest Point lawns. Make sure you come on down. It's via the Boardwalk Cafe entrance. Everybody who comes down, Jim, gets a Hit 100.9 community chest card. And on the back of that card is some sort of prize. We've got everything. We've got everything from exclusive limited edition Hobart Monopoly boards. We've got night stay at places I can't say yet because they haven't been revealed. And also the big one, lollipops.
It's a big one, this one.
We got lollipops. We got lollipops. People. Everyone will win something.
No, look, there's already a small crowd gathered here. This is really exciting. It's the ultimate. I was saying this yesterday, and I'll probably say it again this morning. It'll be like my go-to gag. It'll be the ultimate Christmas gift. You know what I mean?
I don't even think that's a gag. I think that's legit.
No, but I mean getting it and then gifting it to someone.
Re-gifting.
I went and bought it.
Absolutely.
Lying about that.
The thing is, what's more impressive, paying for something or waiting in line, getting out of bed, going down to the Rest Point lawns and getting it, even though it might have been for free?
You're so right. Mm. It's actually more special.
It is more special because more thought's gone into it.
Yep.
You know, and people had to come down. They had to listen to us dribble on before they got the board.
Just a few people out there like, come on, guys.
A lot more. Yeah, wrap it up. You've already said it's Thursday.
Tell us what's on the board. Give me my free board.
Remember, Hobart Monopoly, of course.
I haven't even get the day right.
Launches today from Big W and other leading retailers. Also, I haven't seen him yet. Oh, my God. Just as I said it, I saw him. Mr. Monopoly has just exited Rest Point. That was weird timing because I was about to say. It looks like he's got an entourage of people behind him, but I think that's actually just a few representatives from Rest Point behind him.
Mr. Monopoly is very tall.
I didn't realise he was that tall. He's a big lad, isn't he?
He's a big boy.
Coming to you live from the Rest Point lawns, of course, for the launch of Hobart Monopoly. Officially launching today. Make sure you come on down, guys, because we are giving heaps of these first edition exclusive Hobart Monopoly boards away. Heaps of prizes to be won. All you've got to do is be here on the Rest Point lawns, Jim.
Yeah, just walk through the Boardwalk Cafe. We're out the back on the lawns. Actually, it's quite a nice morning this morning.
I had my jumper on for a little bit, and then I was like, nah, don't need that today.
Nah, don't need it. The sun is just slowly peeking through the clouds.
The Monopoly gods have really turned it on for us today.
They certainly have.
We picked up a chance card and it said, collect $200, sunny all day.
I didn't get $200.
Oh, no, I took it.
That's why I shouldn't leave my wallet lying around. You're always very handy. No, look, we just uploaded a photo on the Instagram at Jimmy Nath. There'll be a bit of behind-the-scenes action there. There always is. We just got a photo with Mr. Monopoly himself. A lot taller than I remember him as a child.
He's a big lad, isn't he?
Haven't seen him in a while. Yeah.
He's grown. I thought he'd finished his growth spurt because I thought, well, how old do you reckon Mr. Monopoly is?
Oh, he's ageless, mate.
He is ageless.
He's a strong rooster. I reckon, I know the Jack Jumpers have sorted their squad, but if they needed an extra.
Oh, mate, just have him underneath the basket. Yeah, really?
He's showing himself.
Look, I don't know how much toe he's got because he does have that cane.
Yes. No, he can use that to hit other players.
Oh, of course, yeah. The only player allowed a weapon on the court.
Get away from me. As Nate said, come on down because, we've got plenty of prizes, plenty of people here waiting to get their hands on the Hobart Monopoly board. And you and I are lucky enough because we know a couple of places on here because some of the prizes that we're giving away are not just Monopoly boards, they're night's accommodation, they're restaurants, eating food, but again, I can't say. But I'm excited to find out the entire board.
We don't know the entire board. We know a couple. We can hazard a guess at a few of them, but we don't know what it is. I'm very excited. At the moment, the board is here, but it's completely covered in a black tarp.
I'm going to say this. We were chatting yesterday. I don't know, but we were chatting yesterday to Emma Hope from the Salamaker Markets.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're on there, but that'd be a guess of mine.
I tell you what I need to stop doing is just promising people that they're on the board without knowing. Because so many people have come up to me from like well-known businesses or things here in Tassie, and they're like, "Hey, am I on the board?" And I go, "Oh, got some good news for you."
No, you keep going.
To be fair, I don't actually say you're on the board. I just go, "I got some good news for you."
No, we actually had a chat yesterday in the car because I dropped you home, and I went, "Hey, mate, just before I drop you, we got to have a chat." And you went, "What's up?" And I went, "Stop," because you kept saying, "Listen on Wednesday."
Yeah,
might be in for a surprise.
Yeah, might be. Also, might not be. Yes, happy Wednesday, guys. Live from the Rest Point lawns. Guys, make a little bit of noise for me. This is massive, Jim. This is the moment we've all been waiting for because we are about to start revealing what is on the limited edition exclusive Hobart Monopoly board. This is huge. We are standing here right now with Mr. Monopoly himself. He does have the first cards that we're about to announce. We have no idea what these are, by the way.
No. There's a couple of ones we've known about.
We've kind of figured out.
Yeah. All right. So, Mr. Monopoly.
So here we go. The first tile revealed for the Hobart Monopoly board is, over to you, Mr. Monopoly. Who have we got? It's the Royal Tasmanian Botanical Gardens. I believe you can actually pick up your copy of Hobart Monopoly from the Botanical Gardens.
I'm glad they made it because it would have been awkward if they were
if they were giving them away.
Sorry, guys, didn't make it.
Are they going to set up a little stall at the front, or have they got them buried?
No, they're hidden. They're hidden in the gardens.
Yeah. All right, don't dig up the flowers, guys. There's not boards underneath there. All right, that is tile number one. Let's find out. Do you want me to take that? I can take that. There we go. Why don't we put that over there? There we go. Tile number two. Here we go. Hobart Monopoly board. Tile number two, Mr. Monopoly. Who have we got?
Mount Wellington. Woohoo!
Fun fact, Nathan and I ran up that the other day. Well, a lot of people did.
Yeah, it was more of a waddle. It's more of a slow waddle, really, wasn't it?
That was my pick. From day dot when the Monopoly board came out, I thought we had to have Kunai.
It would have been weird if Kunai wasn't on there. Yeah. Put it that way. Yeah. I mean, it's very iconic.
Look at that. Such a great picture, on the board.
It's a stunning picture. I reckon we take that one home.
Yeah, we'll keep that one.
Are we allowed to do that? I don't think so. Well, Imogen no one from the Fun and Games, can we take that home?
Yep.
She said yes. Normally she says no to me. All right, here we go. Tile number three. Who have we got for the Hobart Monopoly board? Mr. Monopoly, hold it up for us. It is Sullivan's Cove Marina. Now, I believe this is one of the transport tiles, the first transport tile as well, Sullivan's Cove Marina. Again, iconically
Tasmania. Yeah. Got some good photos down there with the seals and stuff.
Yeah, every single tile, let's just talk about when we took a photo there.
Just sharing our memories of Tasmania.
All right, Jim, what do we got next?
Tile number four, let's have a look.
Tile number four is
the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery.
Okay, that's our first light blue square, Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery. Beautiful, and the light blue. My tactic is to buy the light blues. I like the light blues.
I just buy anything I land on.
Yeah, no, you cheat, actually. No, you're a banker.
I just take a few extra dollars. All right, who we got next?
Tile number five, Miss Monopoly. Who we got? Another light blue. It's Mawson's Hut Museum. Okay.
Bit of history there.
A bit of a cheer there. A
few people here from Mawson's
Huts. Have we got people here from Mawson's Huts?
No,
anyone? Just big fans.
Big fans. Love that. All right, this is our last one for now. We're going to go to a song. We'll come back. But let's have a look. Who have we got?
Tile number six, Mr. Monopoly, is the Theatre Royal. Okay, well done. Awesome. Yeah. The Theatre Royal.
Jeez.
Yeah,
We were there only recently watching Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror. We've got the My State Bank Student Film Festival that we're doing there. We're just talking about us being there.
No, there's a lot of history there. I'm glad Theatre Royal.
All right. It is Jimmy Nath, Hobart's here, 100.9 live from the Rest Point Lawns for the launch of Hobart Monopoly. Guys, make a little bit of noise for me. We have already had six tiles revealed, Jim. Six tiles so far revealed. We're going to do a bunch of eight now. We're going to do eight more tiles now. We're just waiting for them to come for us now. But a little recap so far. Royal Tasmanian Botanical Gardens, Kunai, Mount Wellington, Sullivan's Cove Marina, Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery, Mawson's Huts Museum and the Theatre Royal so far.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to recap after each time because it's just
called killing time because we didn't have them yet. And now we have them. All right, here we go. The seventh card revealed, Mr. Monopoly. Who have we got?
A few tech issues.
And the seventh card revealed is, make some noise for... It's not very dexterous.
Killing time.
Royal Hobart Golf Club. Very good. Look, I don't know. We've been there quite a bit.
Yeah, no, we can't keep talking about us. But no, I'm glad that.
All right, the next one. Who have we got? Mr. Monopoly is...
The Shot Tower.
There you go. Iconic
shot
tower.
That's our first utility as well.
Is that our first utility?
First utility
I can take that
on
one
board.
Away from you, Mr. Monopoly.
It's a utility on there. Let's have a look. Mr. Monopoly, who we got next? Flip her over for us, big fella.
Blunston Arena!
Blunston Arena, of course. The home of our mighty Hobart Hurricanes.
Yeah, if you haven't already, buy some tickets
Tigers.
For the season.
Yeah, of course.
They're going to do well.
I reckon a big season from
big season
BBL.
For
BBL kicking off very soon.
Wade
as well.
Wade is in some form, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Seeing him like watermelons.
All right, here we go. Next one, Mr. Monopoly, is...
Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race.
Okay, very good. Yes. Got a few yachties there cheering.
Yeah, no, I think that's very iconic, isn't it? It brings a lot of people down to our beautiful state each and every year. So
yeah, absolutely. People love it. All right, here we go. Next one, Mr. Monopoly, who have we got? It is Red Decker Bus. Oh, we've done a few shows from the Red Decker Bus. Yeah. Is Jonathan here? I don't know where Jonathan from Red Decker. I think he called me yesterday. I reckon he was trying to get an insight on where he was on the board.
Nathan, I'm not coming down unless you can promise me. Well, mate, I can't tell you that.
You've got to stop promising people.
That's also our second transport one as well.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Next one. What do we got, Mr. Monopoly? Is the Hobart Convict Penitentiary. Our first orange square as well.
Yep, that finished up the, what is it? It's the magenta? Is that what you call that?
Magenta, cerise, pink? I would just say pink.
Yeah, I was trying to be fancy.
All right, here we go. What do we got? Next one, Mr. Monopoly, is Pennycole Wilderness Journeys, of course, Jim.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Pennycole Wilderness.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Rob and the team.
Rob, the titular character of Pennycole Wilderness Journeys. All right, we got one more for this round.
One more for this round. Here we got the final one is... It's Cascades Female Factory. Awesome.
It's my mum's favourite place in Tasmania.
She like that and the Richmond Jail.
Yes. That's top two for mum.
That's her two favourite. Yeah, that's right, Jim. We are live from the Rest Point Lawns for the launch of Hobart Monopoly, everybody. Oh, that is more like it. You can feel the excitement in the air. This is massive. So far, Jim, we have revealed 14.
14. How'd you figure that one out?
I counted each one individually three times because I was trying to count and you kept distracting me.
No, well, I just went there in rows of four. So
I don't remember my times tables. Come on, man.
Four plus four is?
I don't know. One, two, three, four. God, no. All right, we've got more to reveal. This is exciting. 14 down, Mr. Monopoly. Who have we got next on the Hobart Monopoly board? Hold that up. Who have we got? It is Franklin Square.
Yeah, no, there we go. Tasmania.
Our fur of Franco Street Eats as well.
Oh, God. Put some food away there.
A few big nights on a Friday down there, Franklin.
It's become Jimmy Day's tour of Hobart.
That's our first red. All right, who have we got, Mr. Monopoly? Who have we got next? Another red is...
Mewis!
Oh, Mewis Fish Centre, of course. Mewis.
Yeah. Can't go past Mewis.
We love Mewis.
Fish is good. People are good. Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Lower deck.
I believe you can also get a copy of Monopoly
from Mewis
as well. There you go.
What did you say earlier?
I think you can get a Marlin and a Monopoly. I think that's what the deal they're going for. Yeah. It's annoying, though. If you buy it from you, everything's battered.
Yeah,
the board's like, battered. You've got to actually eat your way through a chance card.
That's good.
All right, here we go. Yeah, Mr. Monopoly. Here we got the next one is Salamanca Place. I mean, it had to be, really, didn't it? It really had to be.
Yeah.
Look, we're still excited, but I mean, it was obvious that Salamanca Place had to be on there.
Salamanca Place is one of those ones that I just thought, definitely has to be on the board.
Absolutely.
Tasmanian. Big nights there and big mornings.
The red squares is just places we've had big nights, really, isn't it?
Mewis, yeah.
The next one, Obart. No, we don't know that.
All right, who we got next?
Mr. Monopoly, who we got? It is Mona Ferry, of course. Another transport square.
Transport time.
Mona Ferry. You can be in the posh pit, or you can just be with the... it's called being with the plebs. I don't know what that is.
The posh pit or the pleb pit, I believe, are the two terms for that one.
All right, here we got Mr. Monopoly. Hold that up. Our next square is First Yellow, Port Arthur Historic Site, of course.
Recently, just there last week.
Broadcasted from there, which is, if you haven't had experience, unlock the Tasman Peninsula, guys.
I love the Port Arthur Historic Site. It is very, a lot of people come down here to Tassie and experience that. But I do think, as you said, Nate, there's so much down there in the Tasman Peninsula.
So much to do. There you go.
The other thing is, so many people are going to miss out this morning, which saddens me. But I mean, you look at this. Look how much stuff we have here in Hobes.
I know.
Greater Hobart.
Greater Hobart. Yeah, of course.
Port Arthur's like, whoa, guys.
Hang on, are we still part of it? Yeah. All right, Mr. Monopoly, who we got next? Hold that up for us. It is
Battery Point,
of course. Another iconic tourist destination.
Yeah.
Go for a walk down there.
Just some really old houses.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
That's actually what it is in the picture.
It's their slogan. Battery Point. Some old houses.
Old houses and Jacqueline McRoss. So that's the... All right, here we go. The final... Oh, no, we got two more. Two. Almost.
Just quickly, Nathan, how many cards are out there right now? If they're in rows of five, and there is four rows.
Well, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20. 18, 19, 20. Yeah. There's 20. That's 20. All right, here we go. Number 20. Thank you, Ben.
The ding.
The ding.
Well done.
Tasman Bridge, of course. Another utility. Tasman Bridge. Awesome.
Hey, look at this.
Oh, well, we can actually see the Tasman Bridge in the background, of course, as we broadcast live from the from the Rest Point Lawns. I wonder if they took that photo from where you're standing.
No, they didn't. You can tell it's from...
No, it's pretty obvious they didn't.
Battery Point.
I just thought that would have been cool. Right, the final one. Final one for this round. Mr. Monopoly, who have we got? Hold that up for us. It is another... Oh, of course, it's Rest Point. It is Rest Point, absolutely. Another yellow from where... Now, that photo... I mean, you could technically see where we would be on that photo, which is nice.
The thing I love about this photo as well is, I mean, it's just a good representation of the Point to Pinnacle, which you run, like so many... What do we have? 3,500, nearly 4,000 people ran... from there to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, it's, absolutely.
That's so Tasmanian.
Oh,
as
guys,
well.
Make some noise as we keep revealing the Hobart Monopoly board. Jimmy Nath, Hobart's here 100.9, live from the Rest Point launch for the launch of Hobart Monopoly. Oh, the excitement is in the air. I've got goosebumps. We're standing here with Mr. Monopoly, Jim. Shannon from the Fun and Games Department, who's helping out Mr. Monopoly. He's not overly dexterous with his fingers in holding up these tiles.
It's the gloves, mate. It's the gloves. Cheers to rolling dice.
We have one more round to reveal the entire board for Hobart Monopoly. Should we rip into it? What do you
reckon? Quickly, how many have we done so far?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 22, 7, mate. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 22. Well, you already said that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Quick. Love it.
22
yeah.
So far.
So you go 5, 10, 15, 20, and then 2 is 22.
No, we're not here for maths. We're here for Monopoly, guys. Yeah. No, that's what we're here
for.
We
ended up in radio.
Go directly to jail.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, Mr. Monopoly, this is our final round to reveal the rest of the Hobart Monopoly board. Who have we got next? Hold that up for us. It is green. It is Salamaker Market, of course. Well done, Salamaker Market.
I said that was one of those ones that I, yeah.
He doesn't want to let go of that, Mr. Monopoly.
Big fan of the markets.
He's got a stall down there. He's selling boards.
No, I thought that was one of those ones that definitely had to be on there.
Yeah. You
know, very iconic. And look, and you know, support at Salamaker Market's been struggling lately, you know, with the borders being closed and stuff. So if you are listening to the show, we're chatting to Emma Hope, the new president,
yes.
El Presidente.
Yep.
So get down there this weekend.
All right, here we go. What do we got next, Mr. Monopoly? On the board is Cascade Brewery. Yes.
I reckon that shot of Cascade Brewery is like one of the most iconic shots, you know what I mean?
100%.
In the background, bit of snow. Snow on the mountain.
Snow on the mountain. Don't tell me. Oh, you're the first person to tell me. That's all right. That's fine. No one else can tell me now.
Nah, I love
and
Cascade
to celebrate,
Brewery.
We've got a couple of cases here. Let's crack those. Where are they? Not here.
No.
They've been taken
afterwards.
Away. After the board. All right. Who we got next, Mr. Monopoly? It is...
Community Chess!
The Hit 100.9 Community Chess!
We've made the board.
There you go.
Yep.
Wow.
Isn't that lovely with a Community Chess?
I mean, we did ask for Jimmy Nath pieces, but then we found out that that doesn't work.
Beggars can't be choosers, mate.
Absolutely not.
Choosers.
We're lucky we just got that.
Yeah.
The Hit 100.9 Community Chess. Also, a reminder, come on down to the Rest Point lawns. We do have some Community Chess cards, and we're giving away prizes. They include boards, and we've got heaps of other things in line with a lot of the tiles that we're giving away as well. All right, next Miss Monopoly is... Green Mona.
Yeah.
Of course.
Another one that you thought definitely had to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Walshy.
Yeah, he's here. Is he here? Haven't seen Walshy yet.
Good to see you. Thanks, Walshy. Cheers, mate.
Thank you, Walshy.
Sit on down.
All right, who else have we got? Mr. Monopoly. Next one is...
Let's get to the pointy end of the board now.
Absolutely. Oh, Hobart Airport.
Yeah. Had to be on there.
Had to be on there.
Well, we're an island, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and also we don't have trains, so...
Couldn't have four train stations.
So it's either Hobart Airport, we've got Red Decker Bus on there.
Or the Mona Ferry.
Or Uber, really. E-scooters soon as well. I know we've got Lord Mayor and Reynolds coming down very soon.
Yeah, too late to get on the board though, guys.
Yeah, I know. Come on, Fergo. It should have been quicker, mate. All right, here we go. This is the second last one. Second last one is,
Henry Jones Art Hotel.
Yeah, the
beautiful.
Blue, it's the important part of the board now.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you want to go there to stay, but you don't want to land on it and have to pay on the board. Because
I mean, unless no one owns it yet.
Unless no one owns it yet, and then you've got to pay for it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Build a hotel on that. Oh,
well, at the moment, it is a hotel.
It is. You could build a hotel on the hotel. Inception. All right, here we go.
This is the last one.
This is the final card.
So this is the other blue piece.
This is the other blue. This is Mayfair. This is Mayfair.
This is
the equivalent of the Hobart Mayfair.
Fingers crossed for you and me, our house.
What could it
Jimmy
be?
Jimmy house.
Do you reckon it's our old Lena Valley place that we got kicked out of? The rent went up, so went on to Mayfair.
We left.
What do you think it could be? Any guesses what it could be?
I think I know, but I don't want to say it and spoil it, so I reckon we just flip it over.
All right, let's turn it over. The final card is... It's back one, guys! There's a drum roll.
Sorry, Benny.
Got the drum roll. Sorry, do it again. Hang on, wait.
Benny, go to the drum
roll.
Go
to the drum roll, Ben. Guys, it's back one! Well done.
Nailed it.
Massive round of applause. There you go. There is our Hobart Monopoly board. It has been officially revealed. Guys, there is still time. We're going to be here for another hour. Come on down, guys. We've got the Hit 100.9 Community Chess. We are going to start giving away these boards now as well. You've got to come down if you do want one.
Yeah, we actually have the board, so we can actually now...
Oh, do you want to go do that? Let's do that.
Just quickly.
Oh, this
run
is
over.
Huge. Let's here do the big reveal. Oh, my God.
Grab that side.
Jeff. All right, here we go.
Ready?
Wait, hey, what about the dice? What? Oh, Miss Monopoly's could have been
Miss
there.
I'm just getting yelled at.
We got too excited. And Miss Monopoly's an old man with a cane, so we sprinted. Miss Monopoly, take your time to come.
How you been?
I'm going all right, mate. Yeah. You going all right?
Yeah, been a bit busy, but just down here at Rest Point doing the...
Oh, there you go. Miss Monopoly's here.
Should he be on that side? Are we going to peel back this way now?
He was playing Keno inside.
Which way are we pulling it? We actually haven't planned this. I don't know if anyone can tell.
This is live radio, guys. This is live radio.
This way?
Sorry, guys.
So we've been a bit busy, and so we haven't planned any of this. So this is live. This is live radio, guys. This is what happens.
All right. Three, two. Before we do it. All right, here we go.
Ben's back in HQ. So, Ben, when we pull it off, we go, there's the board, then fire the drum roll.
All right, guys, can we get a 3, 2, 1? Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Let's do it, Jim. Here we go.
Here we go.
Board, keep running.
We've done it.
We're going to take off.
Go that way.
Lil Nas X, that's what I want. Hobart's here 100.9, coming to you live from the Rest Point Lawns. For the launch of Hobart Monopoly, Jim, the board has officially been revealed, and we thought the perfect person to chat to next after we revealed every single tile on the Hobart Monopoly board is a friend of the show. She joins us live on the Rest Point Lawns. It can only be Lord Mayor of Hobart, Anna Reynolds. There you go. Still do the whistle even when we're offside. Even when we're offside.
People don't realise, because I have to hold the mic when I do it, I tuck it under my arm.
Anna's face, she was just as amazed when she saw the board as when she saw you whistle then.
Yeah, well, I hear that whistle all the time. I thought it was sort of recorded, but it's you every time.
It is.
Yeah, Nathan,
it's fantastic.
I've been out in like
it's
places.
It's so reliable. It's the same all the time.
I was out for dinner recently. You know, when you're at a restaurant, people sing happy birthday, and I just got involved. And then at the end, I did... And all these people just turn and they
lose it. Yeah, everyone knows that's
the Jimmy whistle.
Oh, absolutely. I've tried to record it. You can't even record it. It's like a mythical thing, really. It needs to come from his mouth.
Jimmy on the board. Yeah, Jimmy's whistle.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a family whistle. I'll do it for you.
Oh, Jimmy, you're out of a job.
And we use that to find each other in a crowd. Like,
well, that's where...
Wow.
I actually haven't talked about it, but that's where this whistle comes from. My dad used to do it to find me. So he'd be walking around a shopping centre or somebody go... Like, oh, there's dad.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
Well, we've got the same sort of family.
So, there you go. My parents tied a balloon around my wrist and I just had to hold it up.
Remember they used to write their number on your arm?
I had my phone number in a permanent marker on my arm, but because I was a really sweaty kid, it would always smudge.
Oh, dear.
So I had to learn it off my arm.
Yeah.
Hey, Anna, how exciting is this?
Oh, it's great.
The official, we're looking at the board right now. We've officially revealed it. It is out, again, coming down to the Rest Point Lawns. You can score yourself a free copy of the board. But, Anna, how proud are you to see your city represented on the Hobart Monopoly board?
Look, it's fantastic. And you know what it shows? Just how many beautiful, iconic places we've got. I mean, this sort of Monopoly is not like the one we grew up with, that it's all about streets, you know, Bond Street and Oxford Street. This is about places.
Yeah.
And when you look at how many amazing places we've got here in the city of Hobart, you know, the gardens, the mountain. Obviously, I think the mountains probably should have been a bit higher up the board.
Yeah, Nathan and I were trying to figure out how they do colours and stuff. Canadian Mount Wellington's probably one of the most iconic things.
And it's quite big, isn't it?
There's no other capital city in Australia where there's this beautiful mountain
exactly.
in the background.
It's so big it could have taken up a whole line, really.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just the Canadian line. Of course, I mean, Salamanca Markets is on there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. T-Mag.
We had Emma Hope from the Salamanca Markets, new president, El Presidente. She was talking about how, of course, it's been pretty tough for a lot of stallholders and stuff now. So it's good to see him get a win, which is really
nice. And did you know that in January, we're going to have a big celebration. You guys might like to come down to it, actually, for the 50th anniversary of the Salamanca Market. So it's
incredible,
amazing that such a big market. It's organised by the council. The council has managed it for 50 years, and the Stallholders Association are really important partners, so that we're making sure that we're, you know, working together, the actual people who run the stalls and the organiser of the market. But yeah, I mean, 50 years is going to be amazing. That's in January.
Awesome.
We just want to look at the board. And, you know, I mean, Nathan, I've been saying the same places are going to miss out. That's just the unfortunate nature. Yeah. Hobart and Tassie has so many amazing...
Second edition!
Hobart part two. But, like, the other thing I look at when I look at, you know, Canadian Mount Wellington, look at Salamanca Markets, even Mona, a lot of our are like big things, are things that, you know, we attract mainlanders down. And it's been, it just also reminds me, it's been tough. But again, like, we're so close December 15th to borders reopening. Are you excited at the prospect of, you know, especially that the market's flourishing again and people going to them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the markets, most of the people who have a stall at the markets, that is their main source of income. And so they really do rely on those much larger numbers. And also tourists. I mean, the market's got heaps for locals, but for tourist cities, really, you know, there are a lot more special products that they want to take home, a bit of Tassie with them. So, yeah, having those bigger numbers at the market will be important. But we also have to make sure we're COVID safe. So we've got to, you know, it's that fine balance. We've got to work with public health, the Department of Health, and they sort of call the shots, really, and we just have to do what they say. So, you know, and they're trying to balance the needs of everybody and keeping Hobart safe as well. Absolutely. So,
and what about, like, I mean, Theatre Royal's on there as well. I mean, we just had Rocky Horror. I mean, like, you know, it's we just do so many wonderful things, don't we, here in Hobart?
Absolutely.
You must be stoked to be.
Yeah. And look, all of these, there's so much heritage here represented here too. You know, like, Theatre Royal is the oldest operating theatre in the country.
Wow.
It's been operating since, I think, about the 1830s. Like, Hobart was a really vibrant little town, like a wild little town, when Melbourne hadn't even been established. So we've got an incredible heritage that we can draw on. And a lot of these places are heritage places. Salamanca Place, what have we got here? The Female Factory, like, all of those, they really add to the richness. And then we've got our beautiful natural places, and then we've got the beautiful new things, like the Mac Point Hotel and Mona. Like, it's, you know, it's that richness of old and new and natural that makes Hobart such a special place to visit.
It's something I wanted to ask you, I totally forgot about, just the markets. Was it an ancestor of yours, a grandmother, someone
Isabel.
Was on the original council?
She was the National Council of Women, which was a group of kind of active women in Hobart. So Grandma Isabel was involved in that.
She was great. I wanted to ask you about it. That must make you proud as well.
It does. Yeah, and I didn't grow up in Hobart. I actually grew up in North Queensland, and we used to come down to Hobart every summer because it's so bloody hot up in North Queensland.
Yeah.
I do remember sort of vaguely her talking about it, but I don't think I ever went to Salamanca Market with her, which I'm really disappointed about now, because Emma was talking about how she used to go with her mum and play under the table, and well, that would be a lovely memory, but it was great to hear how her involvement was.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Well, Anna, look, we thank you so much for coming down. There are two more things I just wanted to quickly ask you. The first one is, I'm disappointed that in terms of the transport, we've got Hobart Airport, Mona Ferry, there's no e-scooter. No e-scooter. We've got no e-scooter.
Well, they're not out yet.
Maybe the next edition.
Yeah, we need to talk to Minister Ferguson to speed that process up for the next edition. Second thing I was wondering, on the board there's the super tax. Of course, you've got to pay the bank $100.
And you get a ring, is it?
I don't know if you get a ring or if it's just that you've got to pay a super tax. Yeah. As the mayor, can we get some pardons from that super tax if we do land on it and you can excuse us from paying that super tax? Is that something you can do
I'm
for
us? I'm not sure I've got the power. That might be a Peter Gutwin sort of question.
Oh, we've got to go right to the top,
do we? Yeah, maybe.
All right, get gutters on.
Coldplay, BTS, My Universe, Hobart T100.9. You are with Jimmy and Nate, coming to you live from the Rest Point lawns for the official launch of Hobart Monopoly Gym. A very exciting day, heaps of energy around the lawns. Still plenty of time if you come on down. We've got heaps of these limited edition boards to give away. The first copies of Hobart Monopoly. You've got to come down the Rest Point lawns right now before 9 o'clock to get one. Heaps of other prizes up for grabs. But right now, please welcome. She's a good friend of the show. Too good of a friend of the show. Representing
big fan. She's always following us around.
Few people on the board.
I'm sorry, guys.
Of course, representing Rest Point, Mac One and Henry Jones. Three of the crowd favourites on the board. Can only be Em Wills.
Hi there. How you going?
We're good, Em. We are good. Not as good as you, though. Good representation on the board. Of course, the two blue ones, Mac One, Henry Jones. How do you feel when you saw those get revealed?
Yeah, it was nice to take out the top spots.
Yeah.
Mayfair and Park Lane are definitely the most sought after, so we were happy to be offered those and asked to be part of that. Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting, isn't it? I mean, to see yourself. I've never been on a Monopoly board now. We do have the Hit 100.9 Community Chest.
Not going to lie, it's the Hit logo.
That's
our
nice.
Faces.
That's nice.
No, it's good. We're company men. It's good to see the Hit logo.
We would have loved the Jimmy and Nath Mac One tile.
But
sorry.
It didn't work like that.
How do you feel? Like, I mean, it was only we were doing the Tourism Awards. What was that, like a couple of weeks ago? There was, you know, winning awards there. You know, yes. You're on the Monopoly Board. You must be proud of, I mean, everyone that's involved with all these places.
Absolutely. We love our two waterfront hotels, and we were really proud to take out the two awards at the Tourism Awards the other day. So, yeah, we're just happy to be represented, and, of course, having Rest Point on the board as well, an iconic part of Hobart's skyline. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we – I mean, we're here right now, aren't we? I mean, it is absolutely stunning. New casino coming soon, guys.
New casino coming soon.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
Have you seen the ad? Yeah. Which, I mean, we're a little
CGI,
bit,
the helicopter and boat.
Well, that's the thing. We're a little bit disappointed now because we had to drive ourselves to Rest Point. And if anyone's seen the ad, I mean, we're so used to getting a helicopter and a James Bond speedboat here now. And so,
how did you end up with the two blue squares in Rest Point and I've got to drive here?
I took my Ford Fiesta and brought me to Rest Point. I don't know what's going
on. Special treatment
for
boys.
I think your expectations are now too high.
Yeah.
You need to lower them a little.
That's your fault.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, I mean, when you look at Rest Point, I mean, you know, it is iconically Hobart and Tasmania. Like I said, everyone knows that hotel in the skyline. It is really, and it's been a rich history. Like, you guys, the anniversary's coming up. Was it next year?
Yeah, that's right. So Rest Point was asked to be part of the board because we are really an iconic part of Hobart's history, and we are celebrating our 50th birthday next year as well. So I think it's really timely for
Did I make it up? Your uncle or someone used to work here at the opening? Did I make that up? Someone
yes,
in your family?
He was a security manager.
Security manager. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had the original.
He wouldn't have let you guys in.
Yeah. No. Not many would have.
No.
Yeah. We borrowed the cufflinks. Remember?
Yeah.
Were they your uncle's cufflinks?
Yeah. The original cufflinks from the opening that we let you guys wear.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have.
Didn't break them at all. Promise you, we did not break them.
I haven't told my mum yet. You can do that.
Hopefully she's not listening.
She doesn't listen. Emma, I did want to ask you as well. I mean, we know that Premier Gutwin has steadfast on opening the borders December 15th as well. So we know that now, which is hopefully going to get a good influx from people from the mainland coming in and stuff. Is this something that you guys are looking forward to from a tourism perspective, of course, with Henry Jones, Mac One and beautiful Rest Point as well?
Absolutely. And we've already seen the bookings of flying in. We're pretty much booked out over Christmas now. And we expect it to be a really big summer. And our staff are really excited to be back at high occupancy and welcoming as many people into the state as we can over the summer period.
What about like getting like guests and you know, acts and stuff down as well? I guess that's probably a lot easier now. Like, we were chatting to Ursula Carlson the other day. She's here at Rest
Point
next
year
doing a show. Like, that, the borders opening means you probably can get more people in.
Yeah, we're working really hard on some big acts for next year, and finally some confidence in the industry that they'll be able to go ahead. So looking forward to be able to presenting a few.
Can you give us a hint of anyone?
No,
or?
I'm sorry. No.
No, she can't, mate. She didn't even know she was on the board. She got to tell us.
She didn't even know she was coming on the show. She's like, what are you? I'm just a big fan.
Another round of applause to yourself and the team, Rest Point, Henry Jones, Mac One. Huge occupancy on the board. Look, now there is something exciting happening next week. We can't say what it is, but it's got something to do with this new casino that is opening with the show.
Is there a new casino?
There's a new casino. New casino coming soon, guys. Look, starting next week, so we can't say what it is. Now we're not going to say something. You know, hot stuff, stuff.
What a great radio show. We can't tell you anything, can't give you anything. Yeah,
quarter to nine for your Wednesday, live from the Rest Point lawns. Come on down, guys, for the launch of Hobart Monopoly Gym. We are still giving away copies of this game. Perfect for underneath the tree for Christmas, really.
Win one and then tell your loved ones you bought it.
Yeah, it's a perfect way to do it. Any kind of prize.
If you get a gift from me, it's something me and Nath have got for free during the year.
Absolutely. We just go through the prize cupboard a year ago. That's for mum, for dad, for my sister. The weirdest when I get you something that we've won.
Yeah. Thanks for the Jimmy Nath budgie smugglers, mate. Appreciate it.
Hey, Jim, this is exciting. Of course, earlier today we did reveal all the squares that are on the Hobart Monopoly board, and one of those, in fact, in prime position in the light blue, please welcome from the Theatre Royal, Dale Tressider. Dale, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Dale, pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
To be on the Hobart Monopoly board, I mean, how does it feel? Is it weird to see Theatre Royal on such an iconic board game?
Look, I think it's definitely a testament to the fact Theatre Royal is Australia's oldest working theatre. It's an iconic Tasmanian theatre. It's a Tasmanian theatre for everyone. So I think it's great that it's on there. We're very, very pleased, very honoured. So, yeah.
I didn't actually know that.
It was Anna who broke the news to us.
Yeah. Great plug for us. Thank you, Anna.
That it was the oldest working theatre. I didn't know that. Is that something that's I should know? Am I an idiot?
Yeah, you should know that.
Yeah, okay,
why
yeah,
do you not know that?
I'll step out.
I'm going to say, you're an idiot, but it's got nothing to do with not knowing that. That's fine.
Yeah, we can't help you there.
Dale, look, there's been, and we were only talking about it off air just before, there's been so much on at the Theatre Royal. I mean, of course, you just come off the back of Rocky Horror, which was just phenomenal. Would you say that's come close to one of the best productions that Theatre Royal has put on?
John X Presents has done an amazing job with that production. I think it's a huge testament how much like Tasmanians got behind it. It was really, really popular. People were coming again and again and again and dressing up. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So really great to do things like that at the theatre.
It was one of those ones, again, we were chatting before, but people who aren't in the theatre world or in musical or whatever, they were saying it like we'd be at the pub and some blokes like, yeah, Mrs. took me to that. It was good.
They've just had a big day on the tools in their hi-vis and like, you guys gone and seen John O'Hara?
We're going again the Sunday for the last one.
It's a show for everyone, and that's exactly what the theatre should be. You know, there's always going to be different types of shows, and it's, we are there for everyone. So you guys got along to it, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I was there on the last night. I got to see, but like it was other people around me. Was like, it's my seventh time.
Yeah, people were going so much. Yeah. It was huge. Do you think after having a production like that, where so many people from Tassie went to that, is that going to encourage more of these kind of performances to happen?
We really hope so. I mean, the team are doing another show this week called Body Pantos, which is a bit of an annual romp.
Yep.
So that's definitely a good one. But yeah, there's lots of shows, you know, the next year. Yeah. So we really hope they come back.
Look, I mean, I don't know if you can tell us, we pressed John O'Hara on this pretty hard and he said he couldn't say anything. He said conversations were happening. But when something like that is so successful, surely there's conversations happening to bring it back.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. Are happening?
Conversations might be happening.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, look, we've always wanted to be, or actually I have always wanted to be part of a musical, but I can't sing and I can't dance and I can't keep time.
That won't stop you.
So what I'm saying, Dale, is put me on the stage or I'm going to find a way to get on the stage.
Yeah, look, I can talk to people. We can get you into something.
I was, and Jimmy knows this, I was a tree once.
Tree one, tree three.
He was like tree 12. He actually, it's true, he actually wasn't even on stage, just his arm and a bit of the greenery
I reckon there's some great local Tassie productions that you might be perfect for.
See, this is perfect.
Trees, yes. Bring him back.
Well, yeah, when we do Freycinet the musical, I could be one of the trees, which would be fantastic.
We don't want to put Freycinet down like that.
No, you're so right.
Yeah, no, they're lovely. Is there anything else that you can plug coming up? You said
we've just launched our 2022 season, which is great. So all the shows are on sale, getting quick because we've actually almost sold one of them already.
Wow.
So we've got some great shows coming next year. Some great Tasmanian productions. And we've got Bangarra coming, which is huge for. Bangarra Dance Theatre. But that just went on sale last night. So getting quick.
And all the renos and stuff as well. I mean, it looks fantastic.
Amazing.
When
how
you
many
walk
bars
into...
do you need in a theatre?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like there was a bar everywhere.
There's a bar every level. Yeah. I didn't need to get a drink from everyone, but hey, you know.
Yeah,
it was the last
balancing them all.
Champagne from every level. I was sitting at the top.
Well, Dale, congratulations. Another
Thank
round
so
of applause.
Much.
Of course, the Theatre Royal is on the Hobart Monopoly board in the light blue, which is awesome. Dale, congratulations. Wish you all the best. And I guess we'll see you for the My State Bank Student Film Festival, which we're going to be
there.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Okay. The Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber Stay, Hobart's Hit 100.9, live from the Rest Point Lawns this morning for the launch of Hobart Monopoly, Jim. And we've been catching up with a few people who are on the board. This is very exciting. One of those people, she's from Pennycott Wilderness Journey, so we love those guys. We only went on one of their tours recently down the Tasman
Peninsula. Last week?
I think we climbed the mountain last week. Okay. That was right. Please welcome from Pennycott Wilderness Journeys. They are on the board. Melinda Anderson. Melinda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Now, normally, I mean, we're in a bit of a rush there, but I was trying to remember where you guys are on the board. So if we walk
we're
over to
orange.
You're orange over there, on orange, which is another good spot to be. Another one part of my Monopoly technique is it's either orange or light blue there, because you don't want to go too expensive because otherwise you waste all your money.
I think orange is better than light blue because it's the mid-range and it gives you
that corner,
good income earner, I think.
It's the opposite of the board where, you know, you're passing go, so you're more likely to... Someone
Everyone's
told me
land
once...
There, I think.
Yeah, red and
it
orange
is a good
I think
one.
Are the most landed on... Yeah. Spots of the board.
Well, the orange one, I mean, well, yeah, you're here at Pennycott Wilderness Journeys. You guys are there. You're going for $180 Monopoly dollars, which is a pretty good price.
I don't know what the conversion rate is to Australia.
I thought we would have been a bit higher than that. But actually, we're also in the Chance and Community Chess, so you can get a bit of extra stuff in there.
Oh, okay.
Where the community chess spot is on the board as well.
I think you can win a day at Bruny Island or something with your family, so that's something to look out for in the community chess.
Okay, so there's heaps going on there. I mean, the other orange ones, we've got Cascades, Female Factory, Hobart Convict Penitentiary. Penitentiary. And then in the middle, we're actually right next to them. We've got the Hit 100.9 Community Chest. It's like it's meant to be. How does it feel? I mean, we've asked this question to everybody so far who's on the board, but it must feel pretty cool to see the business that you work for, that you've dedicated your life to be on a board like this, which is pretty cool.
I think it's really exciting for Hobart to have a board because we've all grew up, this is a family favourite, and we've all grown up knowing about English sort of tiles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To have something that's relevant, you can have your own memories about and fight for and, you know, want to build a hotel on, etc. I think it'll be a really special Christmas for lots of people this year because it just means something to have your own.
It really does. Yeah.
I mean, Nathan and I, we're very guilty this morning of talking about our own experiences. As we mentioned, we went down the other day down the Tasman Peninsula. If you listen to the show and you haven't been down there, make a weekend of it. You know, go on one of the tours.
Tasmanunlocked.com.au. Yeah. Go and check that out.
Don't just go down.
Don't go to the Port Arthur historic site. Go there, but don't just
make
go
a weekend
there.
Of it. Of course. Yeah. But we were just talking, there's so many memories you have when you look at this board and all these different places. Like, it really does feel special. It's more than just a normal Monopoly board.
Absolutely. I think we've all got memories, and as Tasmanians we grow up with shacks or family holidays, etc., and there's all sorts of experiences on this board that people will I think have memories about, but also encourage you to get out and do more. We've all been trying to get out and explore our own backyard in the last year and a half, and I think hopefully there's a few more things on here that will encourage people to still do that.
And also a great shout out to Pennycott Wilderness Journeys as well. You won an award at the Tas Tourism Awards the other night.
100%.
I don't know if I've told this story on the show, but Rob's son, who I can't remember.
Noah,
yep. Yes. So I saw Nathan and I had the list of winners. Mm. So I saw Noah because I'd seen him on the tours, and Noah goes, "Jimmy, comes up." I go, "Hey, mate." And I was about to say congrats on the win, and I realised...
Before you'd won.
Oh, you were going to ruin it.
I know. Oh. And I went... And he goes, "Oh, mate, are you all right?" And I went, "Good to see you." And I just panicked and ran away.
I emailed Melinda last week and said, "Congratulations on the Orange Square." She didn't know about that.
But, I do love the thing about picking. I mean, you know, Rob started this little thing. You know, he did this
over 20 years ago. 20 years ago. Just a Bruni Island with one cruise. And now we have 6 experiences in Tasmania and 1 in Victoria.
Are you finding that there's more bookings now with the borders opening back up yet or not?
There's definitely a lot of interest. Yep. There's some uncertainty, obviously, around how we're going to handle it in Tasmania around what things mean once it's opened up in terms of restrictions and stuff, if there's any cases.
Yep.
But generally there's lots of demand and there's a lot of excitement from particularly New South Wales and Victoria, which are our key markets in Tasmania. Yeah. We have a small population, so we're very reliant on those interstate markets
Us. I know it's incredible that you guys have got the Orange Square and you got the Chance car as well, but it would have been good to get the trifecta and get a little Rob Pennycott boat as one of the pieces that would have gone around.
Maybe we could
work
that out.
Well, maybe we could create our
a
own.
A little stainless steel or whatever it's made of, silver.
Yeah.
Or a yellow boat.
What's the smallest boat you guys have? Would it fit on our giant Monopoly board?
Oh, 11 metres. I don't know. Nearly?
All right, we need a bigger Monopoly board or a smaller boat. Wednesday morning, 9:04, live from the Rest Point Lawns, Hobart's Hit 100.9 for the launch of Monopoly Gym. And, of course, wrapping it up, so exciting, the electricity in the air. Hobart has officially got their own Monopoly board, which is
electricity
great.
Electricity in the air, all right, Dua Lipa.
Oh, see? I mean, I didn't
know
that.
You're the music guy.
Yeah, I am the music guy. Music Nath. It's always something. I press the buttons. You know what I mean? Should know what the music is. Love Dua Lipa.
A lot of people. I mean, Eggs Benny, round of applause. He's back in HQ pushing the buttons.
Yeah, big round of applause, Eggsy.
Morning, guys.
A lot of people, Ben, a lot of people don't know, mate, but Nath, everything like you do, there's a lot of music, facts and knowledge in your show. Nath gives you all that stuff, doesn't he? A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, he's almost like my producer.
Well, yeah, I am producer Nath. Know heaps of stuff about all the music. Like, what kind of music?
I'll tell you what, Ben, you give Nath a song, and Nath will hit you with a fact about it. Maybe, just a couple of songs. What do you got?
Yeah, give me a song that's coming up in your shift, Benny. What have we got? What have we got to talk about?
Okay, who features on Doja Cat, Kiss Me More?
Oh, well, that would be... I actually know the answer to this, so SZA.
Okay. Give him something a little harder.
A bit harder. Okay.
Give me something real niche. Well, Ben gets all his facts from me.
Here we go. Tassie-born country artist coming up after 9 o'clock. Also playing 3 shows in Tasmania. Yeah.
The Wolf Brothers, obviously.
Not quite.
Casey Barnes.
Correct.
Casey Barnes. There you go, see?
That's because I scrolled down.
Because for those that don't know, there's a screen that Nathan and Ben are sharing. You're putting the answers in front of him, Ben. It's a very unfair game.
Hey, at least we now know that I can read, which is good.
He can read and he can count. It's been a big show for the big fella.
Hey, eggs, Benny. Thanks for being back in HQ, mate.
Just quickly, show rating. We forgot to do it yesterday. Mm. Eggs, Benny, you've heard the show. What are you going to give it out of 10?
I reckon today's got to be a 10. I mean, come on. Hobart Monopoly.
Yeah, the launch of Hobart Monopoly, really.
No, you're right, yeah. 10 out of 10. I'm going to go the same, 10 out of 10.
It's got to be another 10 out of 10, really. I think it's 10s all around, really, guys, because the launch of Hobart Monopoly. Again, you can go and buy these boards now. They're available at Big W.
Muir's,
the Royal Botanical Gardens. They are out now. It is officially launched.
Hit.com.au is a full list of where they're all available.
Yeah, absolutely. So much on. The board is incredible. Finally, we have got our own Hobart Monopoly board, Jim. It's pretty good.
You want me to?
We got to say thing.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else. Ben, you got anything?
Nah, all good on my end.
Don't be sad, the show's over. You can follow the boys at Jimmy and Nath on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Or just follow them home.
Hey, guys. Well, this is all good. The podcast is over.
That's it.
You should not be here anymore. I know what you're doing. You're probably seeing on the podcast, it's like, oh, there's still 30 seconds to go.
Round of applause for getting to the end.
Oh, yeah, well done to you. Unless, of course, you skip to the end, you cheats.
But, yeah, stop listening.
Yes, it is. It is done,
it's
guys.
It's done.
It is done.
That's it.
This is just a little... We've just decided to put this on the air.
This is just us to tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
There's nothing else. There's literally nothing else.
You can keep listening, but it is just Nathan and I telling you, our listener... That there's nothing else.
We might even leave a little bit of silence just to really ram home that there's nothing.
Nothing else.
Ready?
Yeah. That's
told
it.
Told you.
Stop.
It's done. Get out of here.
Stop listening!